are split and saints are called away. Most of all, I want to be among that number, the bride of Christ set apart in white array. Most of all, I want to look upon the Master and sing praises when at last the battle's won. I want to know I've run the race, hear Jesus say I've kept the faith, and most of all, I want to hear him say, well done. Everything down here will dim and lose its value when compared with all the glory we'll behold. But most of all, just to look upon the Savior will make it heaven if there were no streets of gold. Most of all, I want to look upon the Master.
It would be Jesus. It would be heaven if only we saw Jesus. Listen. I love this song. Want to be faithful. Hallelujah.
I want to know I've run the race.
Do you
want
to know? You've run the race.
I've kept the faith. And most of all, I want to hear him say,
if there's anything I want to hear, I want to hear him say, well done. I want to hear him say, well done. Nothing else really matters. Nothing else really matters but to hear him say that I know that I've done his will, that I've pleased him in every form and fashion. I sit here today in repentance, asking God to forgive me of anything of this old flesh, anything of my self-righteousness. You understand there's a distinct difference between self-righteousness and his righteousness. Self-righteousness is the best we can produce, and we may do that with great measure. But really, the great life is when you're full of his righteousness, when he rules your life, when he's the master. Well, we got a great broadcast for you today, telecast. I really want to start the year off right. I'm going to deal today with our faithful father of multiplication. Our faithful father of multiplication. Our faithful father of many blessings, of many favors, of much love, of great blessing. I want to talk about how God wants to bless your life. We're going to talk about tithing and giving. Tithing and giving. But we don't want to look at the negative side of it. There's many people will disagree with tithing and giving. We're not going to argue that cause today. The Bible is very explicit. I believe without a question that we should tithe and we should give. And I believe that God loves a magnanimous soul. Did you know the Bible said that? That God loves a magnanimous soul. I love the words of Ecclesiastes. This is in 11:1. Cast thy bread upon the waters, and after many days it shall return. Cast thy bread upon the waters, and after many days it shall return. That's what I want you to really hear today. And I want to get across to you that God, the Father of all creation, the God of eternity, the God who sent his son to die on the cross of Calvary, the God whose Bible is full of commandments and promises, I want to promise you that he's a God of many blessings. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he, that's the man, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the laws of the Lord, the commandments of God. Isn't it a blessing? I want you today to just get in the middle of this telecast, this broadcast. And of course, I want your questions. I love to have the hardest of questions. I don't want anybody to ever be afraid to call me, because I'm not going to treat you unkind. I'm not going to treat you wrongly. I will be plain. I will tell you what I believe the Bible teaches and says, and I will say that very explicitly. But you'll be my friend. And I've said this many times through the years. Hey, we don't agree, but let's agree to be agreeable, and let's agree to be friends even when we disagree. I am committing, I'm promising you, and I'm telling you this with all my heart, I'm committing that this year will be a year for me of healing, a year of healing, and a year of restoring and helping anybody who's missed the way to find the way. I really mean that. If you've missed the way of the Bible, I want to help you find your way back. And I want to be your kind friend. And I want to bless you any way I possibly can. Now, get your Bible open and let's talk about the blessings of the Lord. Let's talk about how God wants to put his favor upon you. Let me read a scripture at the beginning of this broadcast. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures. The heaven to give life. The rain and upon unto the land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hands, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. I've heard people quote that and make it sound like that we have everything that we ask for. No, we have everything that God knows we have need of, and every promise in that Bible. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. Well, it's great promises in the book of Deuteronomy. The Bible is full of those. The Bible is full of those. Cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days, it shall come back. I love that. Whatever you do, whatever you give, whatever you be in the kingdom of God, God is never a debtor to any man. God is never a debtor to any man. But he wants you to be a blessed person and to live this life in a marvelous fashion. Really, good, godly people shine in the community. People see them as being blessed. And many times they'll say, man, you're so fortunate. Look how good God has been to you. God wants to be good to every one of us. Really, every one of us. And if you're living in a despondent and broken fashion, and your life has really become just plain old trouble, hell on earth, as some might would say, then turn around and turn to him with all of thine heart and give him your life and live for him and serve him and do those things that please him. The commandments of God are good, I tell you. There's not one commandment in the Bible that was ever meant to reduce your life or to put a bondage on your life or to make you less than a happy person. Every commandment in the Bible is to give you liberty, is to open life up to you in the fullness of God's blessings and God's graces. And I want to talk about it with you today. I want you to open your heart to me, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Did you know that? The love of money, not money, but the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Chasing money is a dead-end road. Chasing money is a dead end road. God wants to bless you. God wants to put his favor upon you. God wants to open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there's not room enough to receive. I have a picture here on this post that will be on the internet and will be on the booklet that we're offering to give you today. I wish I could show it to you on the internet because it's so powerful. It's a series of wonders, windows opened out of heaven with the blessings of God pouring out upon the earth. That's what God wants to do in your life. I want to do more of these programs this year. I spend a lot of time trying to show you dangers out there, but this year I want to show you treasures out there. I will have to deal sometimes with a danger, with something you need to beware of, promising, showing you what the world is doing. And this world is going down the tube so fastly. It's just overwhelming. But if you'll get your eyes on God, and you'll get your heart set on the things of God, you'll keep the commandments of God and live by the Holy Scripture, I promise you, God will bless your life and God will make you a blessing. And God will love you with the love of heaven. Now, I want to give you this booklet. There were just the things I'm talking about. Wonderful scriptures. Great promises. I'm telling you, this booklet will be a blessing. And you call quickly. It's free. I'm sending it to you. Call quickly 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Our local number, 704-391-0588. That's local right here. 704-391-0588. Anywhere in America, you can use that number. Put a 1 in front of it if you're outside of our area code. I want to hear from you. Email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Because all your questions are going to be of great interest to me today. I promise you that. All of your questions are going to be of great interest to me today. I want to hear them. I will do my best. Well, I'm trying to get that to come up, and it is being stubborn. There it is. I'll be okay. Sometimes these computers, you gotta watch what you're doing. That's the real problem. I'm the problem, not the computer. I promise you that. All right, I want to hear from you. That's email jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, we're talking about God's multiplication plan. God's multiplication plan. How does God want to bless you? How does God bless you? In what promises can you rely and trust and depend upon? Can you take God at his word? When you live by his commandments and do his will, can you actually trust him? My Bible says that God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Now notice those two words, your needs, his riches. Your needs. God does not promise you everything that this world may think you ought to have, or sometimes you may think you ought to have, but he'll never let you go without your needs being met if you trust him, and if you obey him, and if you please him. Now, giving, tithing and giving. How important is it to tithe and give? Well, I have found it in my 62 years to be an extremely important part of my life. I've always paid my tithes after God taught me, which took him a year or two, to get it into my noggin, that I really should give him my tithe. You know, I can remember the day that I made the transition into obedience. I was working at Western Electric. I worked out in what was called the Quonset Hut. That's probably somebody listening to me that's worked in that same Quonset Hut, Western Electric, Burlington, North Carolina. And I was working there, and I got a call and answered in the back of the Quonset Hut where there was an extension phone. And it was my bank calling me that I had not made my car payment and that I was behind. And I stood there answering to the gentleman, telling him what day and how I would make that payment immediately. And I repented because I'd been failing to pay my tithe. And I said, now, Father, I want to make my commitment to you today. I will never miss paying my tithe again. I will pay my tithes. And I made that commitment, and as far as I can remember, allowing for my brain to miss something, but as far as I can remember, I've never missed a dollar tithe since. And years ago, I decided a 10% wasn't enough, and I went up to about 20 and 30%. And then some years after that, I went up to 50%. Now, that's a very small salary. I've never made a big salary in my life. The most I've ever made is $600 a week. The most I've ever made in my life is $600 a week. I'm not kidding you. I'm telling you the truth. And yet, I gave God 50% of it. And God has met every need I have. He has blessed me. I don't know a thing I want. I don't have any big things. I don't have any great savings account. I don't have that. I don't even worry about it. I don't even want it. I'm living for Christ. And I'm doing His will with all my heart. And I'm telling you that paying your tithe and then giving beyond the tithe is a wonderful thing. Let me take you in your Bible, if you don't mind, to the book of Malachi. The book of Malachi. This is one of the great books of the Bible where the Lord deals with the business of tithing. And I'm not here to get you to pay your tithes to me today. Not at all. Your tithe goes to your local church. Your tithing goes to your local church. If this is your church, this is what would be the place your tithe belongs. If some other place and some other church somewhere is your local church, that's where you should pay your tithe. Now, we have people that use our church and use our videos and our DVDs and have church in their home, have church with our DVDs and send their tithe here. That's perfectly fine as long as we are your church. And if we're not your church, your tithing goes to your church. Now, you can give offerings as you please to the place you believe they will be a blessing, to the place you believe they will enhance the kingdom and that they're bringing the great gospel of Jesus Christ around this world. Let me read to you. It says, "Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithe," he answers, "in tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation." Now listen, here's why what I just said. "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house," that's the house of God, the church, "and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." What a way to start the new year. What a way to start the new year. You're right now at the point that you can start the new year this weekend in your church. Wherever you go to church, wherever your church is, you can start your new year paying your tithe. And then make sure you choose an offering. Tithe is 10%. Tithe is 10%. 10% of all you receive. 10% of all that comes to you. 10% if it's money off of stocks and bonds, if it's your retirement check, if it's whatever it is, you give God 10% of all that comes into your hands. You see, money is stored up self. It's you. Money is you. Stored up self. And as you pay that tithe, he said, "I will open for you, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. And he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall you cast your vines cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed." See, America has been so blessed because we've been one of the tithingest, offering-giving country on the face of this earth. God has blessed us. And you say sometimes that the Jews, how they can prosper. Do you know why they can prosper? It's because they believe in tithing and they believe in giving. You literally open for yourself the windows of heaven. I love that. "And I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough." Did you hear that? Room enough to receive it. Now, that's what I want to do. I want to help you start this new year as a blessed person. I want you to restore yourself unto God and His commandments and His wonderful teachings and the great truths of the Scripture. And I want you to learn exactly what was said in Ecclesiastes. "Cast thy bread upon the waters, and it shall return to thee after many days. Sometimes people start tithing, and because they aren't blessed within a week or 2 weeks, a month or 2 or 3 months, or maybe even 6 months, sometimes a year, and they don't really see any good result. I'm here to tell you, and I believe this with all of my heart. I'm telling you, I believe it. I have experienced it. The 90% that is left when you have paid your tithes, will go further than the 100% would have gone without you paying your tithes. You will find such blessing. You will find such multiplication. It will bring the blessings of God upon your life. I believe that with everything inside of me, and I wouldn't say it to you if I didn't believe it, and I wouldn't say it to you if I hadn't experienced it. I've never made big money. My wife and I have always lived very, very frugally. I mean, we are careful. We don't spend our money on sinful things, ungodly things. And we don't care about a lot of pleasure, because we have so much pleasure in the Lord and in blessing you. I mean, this broadcast is my pleasure. I love it. I love every minute of it. And I'm going to tell you, God will bless you if you give your life to Him. Now, just paying your tithes to get money does not work. That is, you don't just give a little bit of your wealth, and you don't give to be wealthy. You pay your tithes because you love Him, because you take pleasure in Him, because you take pleasure in His promises. You take pleasure in His name, and you are passionate about pleasing Him. That's when tithing really becomes a blessing. That's when giving really becomes a blessing, is when you are passionate in your love for Him. You love the Lord with your heart and your soul and your mind. Now, I'm opening the lines. They're wide open. I want to hear from you. Anything we can send you, give you, do for you, we're here to do it. We really are. We hear from people now, Japan, I mean, you name the nations of the earth, Sweden. I mean, I was in a meeting a few days ago, well, a few weeks ago now, 3 or 4 weeks in Texas, a pre-trib conference. Here was a couple that called me from across the building, across the hallways, and said, Brother Chambers, all of a sudden I started to say where they're from and didn't come, near Australia. New Zealand, that was the place. New Zealand. And they said, we keep our internet on Paul Creek in New Zealand. Hey, folks, you're probably listening. It was a joy to meet you at Dallas, Fort Worth, Dallas, at the pre-trip conference. God bless your heart. Don't remember your name, but please send me an email, jrc@paulcreek.org, because I want to make sure I know who you are. And I want to remember you in prayer, even as you remember me in prayer. Hey, friend, it's a joy to come and bring you these promises of God. I'm telling you, they cannot fail. Listen to me. It is as impossible for God to fail to bless an obedient Christian. It is as impossible as it would be impossible for the sun not to come up every morning. I'm telling you, it's God's plan. It's God's divine promise set in concrete. It is absolute. You can depend upon God's multiplication plan. I preached a sermon years ago on the law of the farmer. If anybody out there has got that sermon, I'm trying to find it, and I can't find it around here. It's been years. And if you have that sermon, The Law of the Farmer, please let me know and send me a copy, or send me your copy, and I'll make you a copy and send it right back to you. It's probably it would have to be on a tape, a regular old cassette tape. We'll make a CD out of it, and I'll give it to everybody listening to this program if I can get a hold of that sermon. I wanted to give it today. I really did, but I couldn't find it. So if you have it, please send it to me, and then I'll make it available to other people. I'm assuring you, there's so many people that have stacks and stacks of our CDs and our cassettes, and you go back through them, and you find that one that says The Law of the Farmer. And I promise you, I'll give it to everybody out there, because I just believe we are blessed by the Father we love and we serve. Now, let me open the lines. Don't want to spend too much time just talking. I want to hear from you. I want your question about tithing and giving. Maybe you've been taught that a Christian doesn't have to tithe. Let me just share with you and help, and let's talk about it. Okay? Let's just talk about it. If you never change, I'm not going to be your enemy. I'm going to be your friend. But call quickly, 1-800. That's 1-800. Now, whoever you're calling from, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Now, local, you can call anywhere around here, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And now, email me from anywhere in the world, okay? Email me from anywhere you're hearing me. Australia, New Zealand, you know, Ukraine, Africa, you know, Europe, any of the nations of Europe, I want to hear from you. I want to do my best to answer your question, and I want to be a blessing, okay? So call in 1-800-338-7884, local 704-391-0588, and every one of you, make sure if we don't have your address, we get it so we can send you this booklet. We want to bless you. It's free. Won't cost you a thing. Man, are we getting the request for the booklet I did on will Hillary Clinton become the president? And I said, no, she will not unless the rapture occurs first. I just believe there's too many godly people across America that will not elect another ultra-liberal. I'm telling you, ultra-liberal. I'm praying that God will turn this nation around. And I'm not putting anybody down. I'm just telling you philosophy and theology and the way someone thinks. And when they are liberal in their thinking, they just don't fit what this nation represents. And so I pray you'll get that. If you don't have a way of ordering this booklet on Hillary Clinton will not become president unless the rapture occurs, all you got to do is call the ladies and tell them you want that one instead of this booklet, and we will send it to you. We care. We really do. Now, the lines are open, 1-800-338-7884, local 704-391-0588, questions on the internet, okay? Questions on the internet. Let's see where we might be here. I'm hoping you will call with your questions today. It will be my joy. Please explain 2 Corinthians 12:2. Please explain 2 Corinthians 12:2. I'm not sure that's on my subject, but here's a good friend and a good listener, and so I'll take just a moment, okay? I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth, such a one caught up to the third heavens. And that was Apostle Paul, who was caught up to the third heavens and saw things unspeakable. He said, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Well, we don't know what he heard. We don't know what he saw, unless somewhere it's found in the scriptures he wrote for us and gave us by the Holy Ghost, and I would suppose it probably is. And so he was without question caught up and saw the beauty of heaven. He saw the beauty of heaven. Let's take a call here. I want to hear from you, every one of you listening. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes,
sir. You're on the air. May I help you?
Did you hear me?
Yes, I do. Perfectly.
Okay, I was just thinking about that tithing you was talking about. I didn't realize it was so important, but I should have known that, being a 60-year-old man. I go to church, but sometimes I just can't tithe because I'm on disability, but I think I can squeeze $5 out of a Sunday morning.
Well, you know, I believe that tithing multiplies what you get. And so I would tithe on my Social Security. I do myself. I'm living on Social Security. My wife and I do not get a salary. The church does pay expenses for us to help us with car and house, but we don't get a salary. And we pay tithes on everything. And we pay much more than tithe. And God always blesses us and meets our needs. Now, I'm not going to try to get you to do that. You have to decide that's God's will for you. And you do whatever God lays on your heart.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Is that good enough?
Yes, sir. All right.
God bless you now. God bless you, sir. You know, it's a joy to tell anybody that tithing will bring many blessings into your life. And I can assure you, I believe it with every bit of in me. You say, my money barely covers everything. You pay your tithes, and you will probably have money left. That's my opinion. Now, it may not happen immediately, but it will happen because I believe that God multiplies things and God changes things that you cannot change yourself. You got to depend on God. You got to trust Him and you got to believe His word. I mean, the Bible says that you have not because you ask not, and you ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust. If there's anything in you that is lustfully wanting this or wanting that, if you cannot put your life into God's hands and utterly trust Him, then paying tithes is not going to benefit you. But if you can trust Him, you can turn your life over to Him, you can know you've been born again, live by the Word, live a clean, honest, and godly life, God is going to bless your life. God is going. Now, let me have some testimonies. Who out there that God has proven to you over a long, extended period that He is more than faithful and that He never fails you? I know so many people blessed. I remember when I was first saved, I came to a church that was young, lots of new people coming in, getting saved. They were people who lived from week to week, from payday to payday. And I've watched numbers of them and saw how God has blessed their life until before they knew it. The Bible, just like the Bible said, He would open the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that was too big for them to receive. Too big for them to receive. Now, I really believe these kind of promises, these kind of great truths. And I want to know out there, who of you believes them? Am I just telling something that most people do not believe? I hope I'm not. I hope I'm not. Here's a man that says, please explain Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. I quoted that, remember, at the beginning of the program, Psalms 1 and verse 1. Let me read it to you. Great Psalms. This has been a bedrock of my life. I've quoted the first Psalm so many times, it would be impossible to even guess at it. It's just been a wonderful part of my life. But he wants me to explain one verse. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now, he's talking about how you live your life. Number one, you don't let the world tell you how to live your life. You let the Bible tell you how to live your life. The difference here is between worldly wisdom and Bible wisdom. Blessed is the man who walks not after the wisdom of the world, but the man instead who walks after the wisdom of God. Do you get that one? Blessed is the man who walks not after the wisdom of the world, but after the wisdom of God. Number two, he says, nor standeth in the way of sinners. How do sinners live? What are the vileness in which they live? What kind of language do they use? Cursing and swearing and nasty jokes and all kinds of ugly things. Criticizing, cutting people down. You don't do that. You don't stand in the way of sinners. You don't live your life like a sinner lives their life. Okay? Plain and simple, you live by the Bible. You keep the commandments. You keep the commandments, all 10 of them. You keep the commandments. And last of all, sitteth in the seat of the scornful. How many people do you know that they cannot speak a positive word because there's no positiveness in their system? They always are gossipy. They always are critical. They always see somebody that needs to be cut down to size, and they go after them. Excuse me there. They go after them. Listen to me, my friend. Listen to me dearly. You don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Keep your lips pure. Keep your talk pure. Talk the things that are pure and meaningful and helpful. Say kind things. If you meet an enemy, don't go up and say something ugly to him. Go up and say something kind to him. Someone was worried last night about going to places and people seeing them that don't like them. I said, I don't worry about that. If somebody doesn't like me and I happen to be in their presence, that doesn't hurt me as long as I'm kind and gentle. It may hurt them. They may feel terrible pain with it, but I will do my best to try to erase that. Because I care about people. If I have one enemy out there that I wouldn't treat kindly, I do not know who he is. Because I don't know of one. And I constantly seek to love people that may not really like me, But it's not my business to change that unless I need to apologize. And hey, if anybody out there that I owe you apology and I don't know what it is, you call me or you come to see me, let me hear what it is, and I will get right there before you on my knees if I need to and say, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I don't want nobody to be offended at me. Nobody on the face of this earth. That's what he's talking about. Do not sit in the seat of the scornful. You got it? I hope you got that, friend. That was a good question. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the... Let me read it. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the laws of the Lord. Now notice that verse 2. His delight is in the Bible. How often do you read the Bible and just plain delight in it? I mean, you just delight in it. You just have a joyous time reading what's in the Bible. Thank you, sir. That was a good question. It really was. I'm looking for other questions here. Don't want to miss anybody. JRC@paulcreek.org. JRC@paulcreek.org. Now, it's time for the phones to ring off. They all always ring off the last half hour, mostly. Now, I want to give you this booklet. Everybody out there, wherever you're at, grab a phone. If you are way away, grab it. You can call the toll-free 1-800-1-800-33 and then TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, 1-800-33-TRUTH. Now that is numerals, I'm sorry, it is 1-800-338-7884. 338-7884. Grab your phone. Local 704-391-0588. Hey, talking about the blessings of the Lord. I love it. I love to talk about God's blessings. I want to quote that scripture again. The liberal soul shall be made fat. I didn't quote all of it a while ago. The liberal soul. You know what liberal means? Don't mean liberal in politics now. It's talking about liberal in giving. Liberal in being faithful to keep the laws and commandments of God. Liberal to be a blessing to people. To be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Blessed, the liberal soul shall be made fat. And he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Oh, to me, it's just breathtaking to take all of these great promises of God and live by them and love them and obey them. Give. Listen to this. This is in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that you have meet, for the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. I got to read that again. Forgive me, my eyes are not, they're very dull in these last years of my life, and so reading is not easy. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over. Give, and it shall be given to you. I love that, don't you? And running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. How many believe the Bible out there? Raise your hand if you believe the Bible. Raise your hand. Do you believe the Bible? You believe the Word of God? No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. If you're using all your money to serve mammon, then you are putting your money down a dead trap. I'm telling you. Honor the Lord with thy substance. Listen to this. This is in Proverbs. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Now that's Proverbs. Great stuff, my friend. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. That's the word of God. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the word of God. Now grab your phone and tell me what you think about it. I want some testimonies from out there. Has God blessed you and met the needs of your life? Verily I say unto you that there is no man which have left houses or barns. Listen to this. Houses or parents a brethren, a wife, or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting. No man who gives up this world to follow the Lord that doesn't receive abundantly more in this life and above that and beyond that, all that he's going to give in the life to come. I mean, the Bible is full of that. The Bible is full of that. I pray that you are receiving it. I pray that it will get a hold of your heart. I really do. Woe to the scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment and mercy and faith. These ought you to have done and to left the others undone. Not to have left the others undone. So don't just tithe and give, but make sure you live by God's great laws, okay? Make sure you keep the commandments of the Lord. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers, this is Shirley Morris.
Hey, Shirley.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about the tithes. I've always paid my tithes because I love the Lord and not for anything else. But me and my husband got married in 65, and when I got saved during that time, I told him, I heard that preached that we're supposed to pay our tithes. He said, okay, start paying them. And God has blessed him, and we had 9 children, and it was hard, but we did it, and God always met our needs. And all the way up until now, he's been dead 8 years, and I'm still reaping from the benefits of obeying the Lord in that.
And that started in 1965.
That's right, and I had 9 children, and it was hard as we were married in 65, we didn't have children to 67, and ever since then, God's always met our need. And it was hard sometimes, but God gave him a good job, and he didn't have education, and he worked with Sumter Builders, and he ended up making like $27 an hour.
Wow.
Didn't have, and he was the top lineman.
And God, and he let you start paying his tithes before he got saved.
Before he was ever saved, and he didn't get saved till about 4 months before he died, but he always let me pay those tithes.
You know, that is a beautiful testimony. That is outstanding. An unsaved man letting his wife pay tithes, and he has no education, and he just gets out there and goes to work, and when he quits his job at the time of his retirement or the death, whichever it was, he was making $27 an hour. That is beautiful. Thank you.
And then also, this past week, are you there?
Yes, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, this past week, my car tore up, and I didn't have any way to get another car because I'm on his Social Security. And I just believed God that he would give me a car. And honest to God, I was laying in my bed on Christmas Day. I mean, not Christmas Day, New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And someone came to me with a set of keys and told me to come outside and bought me a car and gave it to me.
And they all they knew was you was dependent on God.
And I knew God would do it, but I knew it was in his time. And also, when they did, I had to have a car by Monday to pick up my grandson from school, and there was no other way to get him. And God gave me that car on Thursday. They came and gave me the keys and said, it's yours, it's paid for it.
God bless you. You are a blessing, Sister Shirley. I've known you now, what, 20 years?
Yes, a long time.
A long time, and God bless you. Timmins, South Carolina. Timminsville, I'm sorry. South Carolina. God bless you, and thank you for calling, dear lady. Your testimony is beautiful. Isn't that wonderful? Now, that's what I'm talking about. I've known so many of them. I have known thousands of them. I mean, really, 63 years almost now I've been saved, and I've never seen God fail. I do not know a case when anybody could say God failed me because I paid my tithes faithfully and gave to God. Friend, I hope you get the message. I'm not here to try to get you to start paying your tithes. That's not what I'm doing today. I'm here to talk about blessings. I'm here to talk to you about a God who multiplies his blessing upon those who belong to him, those who serve him, those who walk in obedience to him, those who will do his will. Now, grab your phone. Hey, I would expect this phone to be ringing off. I really would, because there are many out there. I know we live in a different day. Things are changing. Churches are suffering greatly. I know in this area how many churches have been closed in the last few years because they couldn't sustain things. They couldn't pay their way. They couldn't pay their bills. I'm here to tell you, we are living in a very dark day church-wise. Very dark. Many churches are going out of business all over this nation. I had the statistics some time ago of how many churches were being closed every month across America, and I do not remember it. But I will get a hold of that and try my best to give it to you. Because I'm telling you, we live in a different day when people don't take this Bible as serious as they used to take it. The Bible is like a book of suggestions instead of a philosophy of life. Let me tell you, this is the manufacturer's handbook. This is the manufacturer's handbook. The Creator who made us gave us this book to live by. You cannot live by this book and not be blessed. Well, I'm telling you, you cannot live by this book and not be blessed. If you're listening to me in Australia, you're listening to me in South Africa, you're listening to me up in the Ukraine, you're listening to me in some South American country or some South African country, you're listening to me from someone in Canada, it don't matter. I'm here to tell you, get you an old-fashioned Bible. Don't you get these new NIVs and Good News for Modern Men. You get you a King James Bible. Or if you're in another country, you get a Bible that came from the Textus Receptus. That's all you got to ask. I want a Bible that came from the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic Hebrew. In some other language, now anywhere in the world, get you a Bible that came from the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic Hebrew. Textus Receptus is Greek. Masoretic is Hebrew. Get a Bible that came from the right background, the right manuscripts. Okay? You listening to me? And you've got a Bible that's as pure, I'm telling you, as pure as the sun can rise or set, and then you live by it. You keep its ordinances. You keep its commandments. You do what the Bible says do. You trust God. You live by Him according to the commandments of the Bible. The Ten Commandments are not 10 suggestions. Do you hear me? They're not 10 suggestions. They're commandments. Those words I read in the book of Malachi, they're not just suggestions. They're commandments. Live by them. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. Hey, I want to give you this book. Please let me give you this book. I want to get hundreds and thousands of you started out this year living by the Bible. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That is basically saying, here's one life, the Bible is the other life. Here's one life, the Bible is the other life. Live by the Bible. Keep the commandments. Delight yourself in the laws of God. Do the will of God. Live by the Scripture. Do everything that God says do. Do everything that God says do. Take it serious. Take it serious. Delight in it. I mean, enjoy it. Make it the way you live. And blessings will come as sure as I am sitting here. Now call quickly. Let us send you that. The ladies are waiting. I know this is the first Saturday of the new year. I know many people are trying to finish up their Christmas vacation, their New Year vacation, New Year Eve vacation. I know that. But you're here and you're listening and I'm here to bless you. And many will hear me who will listen by archives. 24/7 is on the internet. You can go and listen anywhere in the world, right on the internet. Go right in there and cut on this radio program and live by these commandments. And I'm here to tell you, God will bless you and God will pour out His love upon you. I mean that. I have no doubt of it. I have lived it now almost 63 years, and it cannot fail. Listen, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Listen now, I'm reading your scripture. This is in the booklet I want to send you. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. Okay? For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro over the whole earth, searching for the man or woman who lives by His word, that He might show Himself strong in their behalf. Now, that's the God I serve. He shows himself strong to me so often, it's really overwhelming. Am I getting through to anybody today? I know there have not been many calls, and maybe this is all over your head. I don't think it can be, but grab your phone. The ladies are standing by to take your call. We want to be a blessing to you with all of our heart. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please? Hello there.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're here. I'm listening. Go ahead, please. Go ahead, please.
I was calling you to ask you. I've been having a lot of arguments with people, and I was wondering, do you believe in eternal security?
Do I believe in eternal security? I believe in a biblical eternal security. Yes. I don't believe you can go out and sin and stay saved, but I believe God will keep you in grace and mercy, and He'll give you such security you'll never fail. Does that turn you off to me? Hey, let's don't talk about that any further. What do you think about tithing and giving?
Do what?
What do you think about tithing and giving?
Time that I've been given.
Do you believe in paying your tithes?
Oh, yeah, I believe in paying tithes for sure.
Well, wonderful. Do you give a little beyond the tithe?
Yes, sir.
Good. God bless you, sir. Thank you for calling me, okay? God bless you very, very much. Give us a call quickly. You are important out there. Every last one of you. Every last one of you. You are important out there. And if ever you have literally lived believing God to bless you with the blessings of the Bible. I just love that scripture I just read. I really do. I really love it. God is faithful to His children. God is faithful to those who trust Him. See, everything you own is stored up self. It really is. And you want to give God that which blesses and brings honor to Him. Go to now, you rich men. Weep and howl for the miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rest of them shall be a witness against you and shall eat your flesh. Shall eat your flesh. You see, that's why it's important that everything we have be sanctified by our tithing and giving. Because to have great wealth and not to let it be blessed of God and to have the favor of God upon it. I love that scripture. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. Let's talk about getting your heart so pure and so perfect before Him. To begin with, repent of your sins. Turn from whatever is wrong in your life and turn to the commandments of the Bible and live by them. Why should everybody not want to live by the Bible? I mean, you can't watch the men and women who live by the Bible and really have the right heart and the right life and are a blessing to everybody around them because of how they keep God's commandments and live by God's words. You must know a lot of people like that. I think all of us must know a lot of people like that. I know there's not as many maybe as there used to be, but there's still a lot of them across America. And they are a blessing. They are a blessing. And we want you to be a blessing. And we want you to be blessed. We want God's favor poured out upon you. I want this to be the greatest year of your life. I really do. I want you to get in the Bible, begin to live by all the things of the Scripture. Delight thyself in the laws of the Lord. Live in them day and night. Live in them day and night. You'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Did you notice that? That's God's promise. You'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. I'm here to tell you, please hear me. I'm here to tell you that you live by this Bible. You keep the commandments of God. You live in the great truths of the Scripture. You turn to him with all of your heart. Live a clean, godly life, and you cannot fail but to be blessed. You really cannot. Begin to pay your tithe. Bless your church with that part of your income that is called tithe or 10%. And then you give. Give people that are in desperate need. Put a little money in the back of your pocketbook to hand to somebody down the street when you find out they're in trouble. And the people to look for to help are not the people who beg, but the people who very quietly trust God. Very quietly depend upon God. You just heard the testimony of Shirley. Just depending on God. Just trusting in God. And God met her need right on time. He's done it for me so many times, I cannot begin to tell you. I really cannot. And you don't want to hear that anyway. You just want to hear what the Bible says. What the promises of God are. Call me quickly, 704-391-0588. I'm looking for more wonderful questions on the internet. You know, I get some of the grandest questions on the internet. They really are. And at times they just come furiously. And at times everybody's off, I guess, shopping. I don't know. And we understand. You'll listen later. You'll listen later, then you'll hear me. But I want to tell you, it's a joy to serve the Lord. Now, living for Christ is a wonderful life. Living in this Bible. Don't even talk to me and say I'm a Christian if you don't believe in living in the Bible and by the Bible. Let me tell you what I'm going to preach in the morning. I'm really excited. I've been studying about the people in the Bible who had a passion for the Lord. And one of them that just overwhelmed me was David, King David. The psalmist David. So I'm preaching in the morning on the psalmist David, a sinner that became a saint. A sinner that became a saint. David did some grievous things. He really did. In fact, David broke my heart in some of the things he did. They really break my heart. It was bad. But God forgave him, and he turned around and became a saint of God. David, King David, really became a saint of God. And that's what I'm going to preach in the morning now. On the psalmist David, a sinner became a singing saint. A sinner became a singing saint. Hello, my friend. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir, Mr. Joe. I had a question regarding tithes and offerings. And I live on a little small, very small, Social Security allotment, and SSI, and I was wondering what your thoughts were. I give when I'm at church in the basket what I can, but I don't do the 10%, and I was wondering what your thoughts are about what the Bible says about that and what God would think about that.
Well, the Bible is very plain. Bring your tithe into the storehouse. And prove me herewith, saith the Lord, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive. I would suggest to you to pay your tithe. Take 10% of your income. Put it in an envelope with your name on it and put it in that offering plate every Sunday or every payday. As you give to God, you then turn your needs over to Him. Don't tell anybody. Just start trusting God to meet your need. And if the Bible is true, and I know it is, God will bless you and you will have more in the end than you have now without paying your tithes.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. And you have a blessed day.
Can you accept that?
Yes, sir, I sure can.
I believe you do, and I want you to call me in a few months down the road and tell me what God has done.
I certainly will, and my name is Veronica, so thank you, sir, and I will do that.
I want to hear from you. God bless you. Isn't that beautiful? Now, she received the Word of God, and so many people don't know this. Are there many churches out there that don't preach tithing? I mean, I don't know. I know that I've always preached it because I know it's true. And I would not dare not pay my tithe. I mean, I know so many people who live very, very scarcely, but they are faithful with their tithes, and God meets their needs. I know so many widow women now, whom God has so blessed. They pay more, much more than their tithe, and I'm honored by how faithful they really are. It's a blessing to me. It really is. Well, these calls are coming. God bless you. You on the air?
Yes, sir. Preacher Chambers, this is Linda Boggs, and I listen to you.
Yes, Linda.
And I live on a little small disability check and a Social Security check, and I give my tithes and offerings and try to help others. And the good Lord blesses me. He blesses me in every way. And when I have a need, he supplies them.
Hallelujah. Linda, I believe that with all my heart.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it kind of made me feel pain to tell that previous caller she needed to pay her tithes, because I knew the sacrifice she was going to make. But I also know God. And I know if you cast your bread upon the waters, it shall return to you after many days.
Yes, sir, and it will, too, and that's the truth, because I have trusted him these many years, and he has blessed me and been there for me. He even gave me a car, too. He's helped me to get my old home fixed. He's been there, and people that I didn't know helped me.
Hi, Sister Linda, God bless your heart. I believe what you've said is every word true.
Yes, sir, it is, and we love you and love all of you.
We love you and thank you. Isn't this beautiful? Now, these are widow women who live very scarcely, and God meets their needs. God watches over them. God cares about them because they are important to him. Now, I'm telling you, you're just as important to him as anybody that's called. You may never have lived by this, but you'd like to take God and prove me here with, saith the Lord. If I will not open you, did he not say that? Prove me here, saith the Lord. Prove me here, saith the Lord, if I will not open for you the wonders of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Prove it. How many of you will prove him now? Start this year proving God. Your tithe goes to your church. Your tithing goes to your church. Your offering is what you give because you see needs in the church, people in your community, ministries that are wherever doing the work of God. I'm not here to talk about money for me. I'm not here in the least talking about money for you to send to us today. I'm here to talk to you about proving God with your whole life and living according to this Bible, and let God's blessings overshadow you. Now, I'd love to have you in church tomorrow. I'm telling you, I'm excited about the sermon I'm preaching tomorrow on the Psalmist David, the sinner who became a singing saint. You see, many people talk about David, King David, and they talk about his sins and how God still loved him. Let me tell you, yes, God loved him, but he repented. He said to Nathan the prophet, I'm the man. I'm guilty. And he repented. And I'm going to preach tomorrow about how he repented and to show how he became a man who was so devoted to God. Let me read you in closing here, if I got time. I believe I have. And for David speaketh concerning him. That's the Lord. I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. So David became a singing saint who walked with God in utter faithfulness and righteousness. And I'm telling you, David proved to be a man after God's own heart. Do you hear me? David proved to be a man after God's own heart. And I wish you would prove to be a soul, a saint, a person after God's own heart. That's what I long for with you. God bless you. I love you. Go in the wisdom and the grace of God, and he will keep you. He will not fail you. I promise you, he will keep you, and he will not fail you. And I love you. And don't miss next week. It's going to be a positive year, a great year, and we're going to have a great time together.